It is really good to have you with me. My name is Andrew Mukey, and this is the show Never Heard That. I'm going to cheat a little today and play a song that was a successful single, and the album it came from won the 2015 Grammy Award for Album of the Year. Sometimes even really successful things like this may miss you for a variety of reasons. I'm not sure why this one did, but I discovered it much later whilst at a party a friend of mine was holding. The song started playing in the background but worked its way into my head and grabbed my attention, to the extent that I sought out my friend to ask him what it was. The track we'll be listening to today is Heart is a Drum by Beck from his 2014 album Morning Phase. Some may recall the incident with Kanye West at the Grammys when this album won Album of the Year. Kanye felt it should have gone to Beyoncé and that Beck should respect artistry and hand over the award to her. To me, it illustrated a very interesting view into the music industry. Although he seemingly retracted these comments, it is that argument of popularity versus music as an art form. Each to their own, but I have to say that I'm a big fan of Beck. I greatly admire the musical integrity he has pursued throughout his career. Having said that, I have to admit to bypassing his first album, Mellow Gold, and debut single, Loser, from 1993. I was a little bit jaded at this time by those bands that seemed to come up with downer or slacker songs, as it felt like a particular marketing ploy to me. And just by the way, he had released works prior to 1993, but early airplay of the track Loser led to major label Geffen Records coming on board and signing him. The stories tell that Beck found it difficult to embrace all that follows having such a successful debut. To his credit, he took his time to work out his next steps. By the time he released his follow-up album, Odelay, in 1996 with hit singles Where It's At and Devil's Haircut, I certainly was a fan. I was really impressed with the mashup of styles he presented within the songs and the very clever musicianship displayed throughout. Odelay went on to sell over 2 million copies and won a Grammy for Best Alternative Album. His next album, 1998's Mutations, recorded over a 14-day period, also won the Grammy for Best Alternative Album. Each new album he has released has enhanced his already impressive brand. Taking Mellow Gold as his first album, then that makes his yet-to-be-released 2019 album, Hyperspace, his 12th. Beck, always inventive, always challenging, and definitely a real treat for lovers of adventurous music. And just one final comment on artistry. Beck got Stanley Clarke to play bass on this track, one of the most respected bass players of all time. I think that speaks volumes of his reverence for music. I really hope that you enjoy the beautiful flow throughout this masterful track. Here is the song, Heart as a Drum, by Beck, from his 2014 album, Morning Phase.
Breathe as you travel real.